Welcome to this special episode of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. I have a confession to make. You may have noticed the delay this week in getting episodes out. I'm not going to make excuses. Frankly, I just needed a few days' break. Anyway, to make amends, I decided to write up an extra episode for this week, and in keeping with the Chinese theme, this special episode is all about Nirvana. So what is Nirvana? In our pop culture today, it's a band originating from the beloved Seattle area. But we all know it's based on a religious idea. Nirvana comes from Buddhism. In our general consciousness, we consider it the Buddhist version of heaven. Buddhists believe in reincarnation, but to them, reincarnation is a bad thing. The whole point of Buddhism is to break out of the endless cycle of reincarnation and to reach Nirvana. But what does Nirvana mean? Now, interestingly, the term Nirvana really has nothing to do with heaven. Nirvana, or pronounced in Pali as Nibbana, is a void. Buddhist scholars describe everything in life as a candle. When we hold on to something, when we attach ourselves emotionally to other people or objects, when we let hate run our lives, whatever, we feed this flame and it grows stronger. According to them, we should strive to stop the flame from growing. Indeed, we want to shrink it through meditation and following the Buddha's teachings. To that end, Nirvana, literally translated from Sanskrit, means to blow out. Nirvana isn't a place like heaven, it's more of a state of being. Nirvana is the extinction of that flame, the disappearance of the person, and the integration of the individual soul into the great forces that surround us and bind the galaxy together. Yeah, you probably guessed it, but George Lucas is pretty Buddhist. Thanks for tuning in to this special episode of the Daily Brainwave. You're welcome to join me every day for more random facts and useless trivia. You can find the show on iTunes, the Zune Marketplace, or online at www.dailybrainwave.com.